Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girls Tamiel C and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Cheer. Yeah. Red dab in the building. Knockout kid on the beat. Check it. Hey, yo. Tamiel C and Tasha, listen to my demo. This grind is crazy, need some time, can you play me? Yeah. I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no-tooth breeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of their right rhymes. Hey. Cop to Mannheim. Hey. From the A-State to the UK. Yeah. International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper, it's all for the love. And the promotion is gangsta, got the arts in their blood. Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to, your creations that the world needs to hear, and the message is clear. It's the artist connection, and in this category, Tammy, LC, and Tasha care to share your story. Yeah, they care to share your story.
Hey, yo, Tammy, LC,
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection.
Yo, Tamiel C,
got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey, Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection. Yeah.
Good evening, folks. We are back with another fresh and delicious episode of This and That with your girl Tasha and Tammy. Tasha got hot topics you all love so much, and I have some recaps on the 2016 BET Awards. I just had to reflect back on some of the great awards that were given out that night and just talk about some of the talents that so beautifully pay tribute to the late, great Prince. There was so much negative stuff in the media about this award show that I just had to come back with it and just talk about the positive things that happened that night. So let's get it started, partner. Let's give our listener what they've been waiting for. Hot topic alert, folks. How you doing tonight, partner?
I am doing amazing. It is so good to be back. Hey guys, hey family, what's up? I got some hot topics, I'm telling you guys. It's bananas.
And I'm ready.
I've been over here like, oh my God, like, it was so much that I literally had to talk about that I'm doing two segments. One of the ones that I'm going to be doing is I'm going to go a little deeper and to tell you guys a little bit about what these stories are, because I feel like they're either important or they're just some good juice. And then I have my quickies, just some stuff I want you guys to look up on your own, because it really just, you have to be careful when you're doing these hot topics, because sometimes it's just clickbait. You know, where they're just trying to get your clicks and just to get you to read the story. So, thank God for reliable sources and really, really good people. So I'm ready to get started, partner. So without further ado, let's go.
Right, that's right. And I've been waiting on it, some of the stuff I didn't read up on, because I know you're going to present it better and you give me the full details. So I'm like a little bit in the dark, just like the listener. So go ahead. I'm ready.
Right. I wanted to put this one on as like this just in, okay, because I was literally working on this story up until the last minute when we were about to go on air. So this is the Tamar and Vince fiasco. Sources close to the couple say that they are split or getting ready to split, and because I guess Tamar allegedly has been caught cheating on her husband with another high-profile man. Yes, another high-profile man, and they said the affair has been going on for a while. These sources allegedly say they had a big blowout in front of two other people, so they ended up, paying these people to be quiet and keep this under their hat, and then they ran right on over there to TMZ, wow. Scott, anybody that would listen, and tell them, Vince was upset and was saying that he was mad because she's always on vacation, she's always gone, he never sees her, so he's saying that she's cheating on him, and he also wants full custody of their son, Logan, because he's saying allegedly that she doesn't spend time with him, and I don't like when they, want full custody of the babies and all that stuff, so, I'll tell you guys, you know, this is what was reported, but I don't like when couples break up. I love love, so I don't want this to happen. Tamar's had a very, very, very rocky year, and so I don't want to hear about breakup rumors. And if these aren't true, I really, really, you know, think that the person, whoever reported this, is just, you know, low down. That's kind of messed up. So a little tea.
Wow.
A little tea on Tamar. Right. And the next thing I wanted to talk about, there's a couple of other stories in there, but nothing to me was as shocking as the Stevie J, you know, from Love and Hip Hop, him and Jocelyn. They're publicly just, it's a mess. That's all I can say. Basically, Stevie J went on, he went on the radio and he said that those two weren't married and have never been married. And, you know, they've been claiming that they're married and stuff for a few years. So he was saying they're not married. Jocelyn heard the interview. She got upset. And so she did an interview of her own, a radio interview, where she said some terrible things about him, including the fact that he allegedly molested his daughter with Mimi, his daughter Eva. And I'm just going to tell y'all guys this. If this is not true, this woman needs to be under the jail for this, because you have to be, you know, when you're slinging these type of rumors around, not good. And then what's worse is that they had a former babysitter and a niece of Mimi who was working for them. And she was fired. She was let go by the couple because she wasn't taking as good care of the baby, allegedly, as they would like. So she was fired for that reason. And she corroborated and said that the story is true. So
wow,
I am watching this story, because not only is it, you know, just some, you know, it's interesting, but it's more of, wait, what? You know what I mean? It's one of those just insane rumors. And as we know, Jocelyn is pregnant right now, and that's not allegedly. She actually put up a video and said she was pregnant. So we don't know who the father is. She's claiming it is Stevie. We will see. So those are some of the stuff we're going to get into tonight. And if that was some good tea, keep on hanging on, because I'm going to let my partner give you guys some great tips, and I will be back with more hot topics.
I have to just take a second. Like, that is horrible.
I know.
I mean, it's one thing to talk about your ex, you know, and say, oh, he ain't no good, he cheated, he did this, lied, stole, robbed the bank, I don't know, but that is, yeah, some serious allegations.
That's gutter.
And,
that's gutter.
I hope, I hope they get to the bottom of it, because if it's true, yeah, it needs to be addressed. It needs to be, he needs to be punished, all of that. But if it's not true, like you said, this is, this is damaging. This is horrible. Okay, a little bit of other good news. We had some emergency stuff going on. That's why we didn't air the initial show right after the BET Awards, but I still didn't want to do a show without talking about the highlights, some of the highlights. And as you know, partner, the BET, it kind of like was, how can I say it? It died down because of, you know, the Black Lives Matters and Jesse Williams' speech. So they really didn't report a whole lot about the great things, you know. So we all about positivity, which I'm sorry if anybody gets offended. I thought Jesse Williams was very positive on that note, but the way it was represented later on in the media, we all know that. So let's talk about some of the highlights. For one, Prince's life was so beautifully celebrated all out during the show, which I thought was one of the greatest. It was not even a tribute. Like, it's like an understatement, right? It was a celebration of his life, and I enjoyed it. I had tears. Yes, I sat here bawling. I had goosebumps. And one of my favorite performances that night was Bilal with The Beautiful Ones. He nailed it. And then at the end, like, come on, it was epic when he fell down. Well, yeah, I guess he fell down, make himself fall down on stage, and he screamed his soul out. He was doing such a great job. I was so impressed. Jennifer Hudson did her version of Purple Rain. Oh, yes, he did. I mean, I watched it probably 6 or 7 times afterwards. Jennifer Hudson, she did the Purple Rain, and she took it to church. I mean, her voice is undeniable, beautiful. Sheila E., of course. She brought Jerome out. I was like, yay. I was waiting for Morris Day, too. I don't know about you, partner. But
me
I was
too,
like, where,
me too.
Where's Morris? Where's Morris? Yeah. So that was a very beautiful, heartfelt performance. And we all know how much it took for her to get out there and not break down. And she did such an amazing job. I mean, the performances, they were wonderful. Beyonce came out and surprised everybody, including me. I was sitting there, I was like, yay! And then Kendrick Lamar, I mean, their performance was epic, another epic performance that night. And, you know, I felt a little bit bad about Future because, you know, after such speech, after Jesse walked off the stage and stunned the world, you know, and then, boom, Future had his performance. I kind of felt for him because nobody could concentrate. There was no way anybody could concentrate on the performance. But, you know, I still want to give a shout-out to Future. Now, just some of the awards that were given out that night, I just want to name a few. It was a whole bunch. Formation Video of the Year, Beyonce, congrats. She also got a Viewer's Choice Award. And then, of course, Jesse Williams for his BET Humanitarian Award. Look, this is always a hard word for a German girl. Humanitarian Award.
Humanitarian.
I get it. Humanitarian Award. I get it. The BET Young Stars Award went to Amanda Sandberg. Taraji P. Hansen got Best Actress. Michael B. Jordan got Best Actor. Steph Curry, Sportsman of the Year. Congrats. And the Lifetime Achievement Award went to Samuel Jackson. So congratulations. He deserved it. Akon got the Global Good Award, which is wonderful. He does so many wonderful things for, you know, for his people. It's just amazing. And it needs to be talked about more, you know. And I shared some of his posts and some of the charities and the stuff that he does. Congrats to Serena Williams. She got the Sportswoman of the Year. And Bryson Tiller, Best Male R&B and Pop Artist and Best New Artist. And wasn't he something? I mean, he can sing. He's so talented, but he's so shy. Did you see when he accepted those awards? Like, his hat was all in his face. And he was like, oh, thank you, thank you. And he just walked out. I probably would do the same thing. Yeah, I'm a radio person. Right. I am camera shy.
I am too.
Then what else? I mean, I'm telling you, if I would stand on that stage, I probably wouldn't know what to say. I probably would just say, thank you. I cannot believe I'm here. Thanks to everybody. If I forgot you, I'm sorry. Thank you. Good night. That would be my speech.
Everybody, bye. Bryson
Kirk
Tiller
Franklin.
Is so talented.
Yes, Kirk Franklin got the Best Gospel Inspirational Artist of the Year. Well, congrats to him. Yes. And let me see. I know there's many more. Best Group was Drake. He also got the Best Male Hip Hop Artist Award. And let's see. Well, yeah, he got some of them awards that night. But I mean, Drake is cool. I like Drake. Yes, let me see. Director X got Video Director of the Year. And the best collaboration was Rihanna and Drake again for Work. Nicki Minaj. Work. Best movie was Straight Outta Compton. And Nicki Minaj. Yeah, Nicki Minaj got the Best Female Hip Hop Artist Award. So congrats. So those are just some, you know, I know there were more. But those were just some of the highlights. And I just thought that, you know, just kind of recapping that, it was a great show overall, great. I think they've just done such an amazing job, and especially celebrating our man, you know, our baby, Prince. That was just so great. And I just want to share one remedy before I give you back the mic, because I do know that you've got some more hot topics that I definitely want to hear about. The last time we did a show, I talked about some natural painkillers briefly, and I've gotten an email if I could share some more, and I definitely have another painkiller, natural painkiller remedy, and it is nothing other than pineapple, celery, ginger root, a little water to dilute it all, but that's kind of like optional, and just drink it. And that is like a natural painkiller, and it's all natural stuff. It's a half pineapple, 2 ribs of celery, a half inch of ginger root, and just add a little bit of water to dilute it. And the water, like I said, is optional. So that's a natural painkiller, which is good to know. for people that kind of want to keep it alternative, you know, like me. Mm-hmm. I don't really like to take a whole lot of medication. I got some more remedies after hearing some more of your Hot Topics, partner.
Nice. Okay. Well, you guys, make sure that you guys write those remedies down. I agree that that show was epic. They sent our baby home the way he deserved, and they celebrated
right.
his life, and it was wonderful. And let me just say, I thought Jennifer Hudson looked amazing. I just wanted to point that out when you had mentioned that earlier that she performed.
Yes.
She looked. I love the white, and I love drama, so the fact that she had the white cape on, I was like, yes. And yes, I was so happy to see Mars Day and the people who really, you know, Sheila E., the people who really mattered and helped shape this wonderful career that he had. So, yes, and I have so much more to give you guys as far as
oh,
topics.
I know.
But I did want to say, the day after the BET Awards, I swear, it's like the world exploded, not only with the Jesse speech and everything, but just it's like the world had all these terrible tragedies just happening, and we're not trying to ignore them, although we always focus on the positive, but what we were going to
right.
do is the whole world needs healing, and that's what we're going to pray for, and that's
partner,
where we
I
are.
Think we have a little technical difficulty.
Uh-oh.
Are you still with me?
I'm here.
Oh, maybe it was me. I just lost you here for a minute. Okay, go ahead. I don't know if the listeners heard you or not. I didn't hear the last, say, 4 seconds.
Okay. I just wanted to say the whole world needs healing, so we're praying for the whole world, because after the whole BET Awards, that's when everything exploded and, you know, everything, you know, just started happening in the media. So we are putting our prayers up for the whole world right now and healing. Okay?
Definitely.
Yes. Now let's definitely get into some hot topics. Okay. So these are my quickies. These are my quickies, things that I wanted to talk about, and it's just not enough time. So Trey Songz, his battle for his security deposit. The R&B crooner basically has had some problems with his former landlord, allegedly. They're saying that he owes them they owe him a $44,000 deposit. He paid his first month's rent. And the rent per month is $22,000 a month for this Malibu pad that he had back in 2014. So he basically is owed the first, you know, and the last. So he's owed $44,000 allegedly from his landlord. But his landlord said that, no, you're not getting that back because you did $100,000 worth of damages to the place.
Mm.
So we will be watching this battle to see what's going on. Yeah, I mean, this was a little surprising for me, and I'll just tell you, I'm not saying that you have to pay everything that people say when you're a celebrity, but if you can try to keep anything regarding your money or a budget or anything out of the press, please try to do it, because it just, you know, it doesn't sit right with everybody. I mean, you know, of course, if he's owed this money, he needs this money, but and he should have it. But, yeah, people who leak stories about their, you know, their personal business and stuff, it just, ew. It makes you feel like, no, I just want to see him be sexy on stage.
Yeah. And no,
yeah.
And doesn't he look just so sexy? I really have a crush on him. He looks so sexy.
Oh,
I don't want to hear about his problems. I don't care.
Yeah,
we don't want to hear
about his bills and stuff. No, just be cute. Lick your lips and
lick your lips and smile and just be sexy.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, like, he makes me want to become a cougar. Oh, yes, I said that on air.
Yes.
Trey Songz is definitely 10 plus, okay?
right, definitely. I don't know if you guys follow Mr. Chris Brown on his Instagram or Snapchat or anything like that. I have two very devoted and loved teenagers that love him, so they do follow him, and he not only challenged all celebrities, anybody who has a platform, to come out and speak out about the black issues that are affecting America, and he was like, if you don't, you guys suck, and all this stuff, and he was like, yeah, he was like, the people that buy your records and your, you know, your music, these are the people that are dying, and he went on this rant, and I wanted to say this, Chris rants a lot. I think I talked to you guys before about a lady claiming to be his publicist, and I was like, that doesn't sound right, because I cannot see Chris having a publicist. He's just too – he goes way too in on social media to actually have someone who controls what he says. So, right. And I'm like, no, girl. And I'm like, if you guys had any kind of issue, it probably was because you weren't doing your job. But anyway, she's suing him because I can't remember exactly what he said to her, and I meant to write it down, but this is why this is quickies. You have to look this story up because he said something so mean to her. You know, he has no filter. So if you come at him and you say anything crazy, he's going to clap back. He really is. So, he was very upset with her, and he told the manager to fire her. And she was, you know, they were just cussing each other out back and forth. And she's saying that he disrespected her and made her feel threatened and all this stuff. And I will never report, like, everything is all roses in the Chris Brown, you know, in his neighborhood, because it really isn't. Right. He's done some very questionable things. He looks so troubled. I mean, he has his beautiful daughter, but he still looks like a lot of his troubles are still clouding over him and stuff. So, so we just want to, you know, send out the positive and just, you know, that's an interview I would love to get with him, just to sit down and talk about some of his, mostly first talk about his music, because that's what we need to be focused on, but also just let him know that everybody is not against him and people actually are rooting for you to just shine. You know, that's what we want more than anything. So don't let little petty stuff stop you. Yeah. And the next thing that I will talk about, and this is the last thing before I hand it back over to my partner. This is not the last hot topic, but this is the last thing. I wanted to talk about the K. Michelle video that I mentioned to you guys on the last show. Not the K. Michelle video, I'm sorry. It's Memphis and Toya Carter's video, where I told you that he was very upset and yelling at them, at her. The couple was on... they were on marriage boot camp, and this was a year ago. The couple since has divorced and split, but he made me feel uncomfortable. I mean, he was yelling at this woman, and he threw something and was upset and told her basically to stay in her lane when she was trying to figure out why he's having affairs and things like that, and why his phone, you know, constantly rings with other women and stuff. He's telling her to mind her business, stay in her lane, all this stuff, and he's gotten all upset. And yeah, it was definitely a really strange fight. Well, K. Michelle decided to show this video in her concert recently. She was telling the fans, look, see, they call me a liar. They said that he didn't do this to me, but look at that anger. Look how he is. So, that K. Michelle. But she, honestly, when she was saying that this man beat her up, attacked her when she was back singing, you know, contracted under him and dating him, she's been saying that since the beginning. And she got drugged by everybody, including Tamar Braxton, including Tamar and Toya and a few other celebrities as well. I can't think of all the names. This was like 5 years ago. So, you know, it is a little petty for her to show it on her show, but it's like she's been vindicated. You know what I mean? It's a little vindication. True. So, you know, I mean, because if someone's been calling you a liar, if someone's been calling you a liar for all these years, I mean, come on. And you have the receipts to show that they have anger problems and issues. Yeah, you might walk down petty lane for a minute. And maybe it's just teaching women, you know, hey, like, you need to listen to the ex a little bit, you know, when it comes to the abuse and things like that. You know, don't just dismiss everything because it's roses. So, yeah, that is your hot topics quick. And I have more things for you guys when we get back.
So I want to talk about something completely different tonight. Normally I do the remedies and stuff like that, but this is something that I also had a request from, crystals. Okay, I don't know, partner, if you, you know, stones, rocks, crystals, if you have ever read up about them or know anything about them. I've always been very curious about it, the whole energy stuff and everything. So I did a little research on a brief history of yoga and the whole package of some of these crystals. And I have about 7 or 8 clear quartz. And you can always go to my Pinterest and look that up. The album is called, this one is called Spirituality and Good Vibes. And I have everything that I read out. It's on my Pinterest, so you can always look it up. Clear quartz is the crown, of course. Then you have sodalite. It's for your throat. And the rose quartz is for your heart. And then, of course, you know, you have to really kind of believe in that stuff, you know. It's like with everything
right.
else. But it's said that these things, like, you know, you hold them and you kind of put your energy. They kind of give you energy as well. And if you hold them, like some people hold them in their hands, some people put them in their breast or between their breasts. Mm-hmm. Some people even sleep with them. I never did. I've always been interested. I never really just got into it. I'm kind of like right now doing a whole lot of research on them. But I just think just look it up, you know, just look up these positive things. Like I know like some great politicians in the past even used those mm-hmm. for stress, the crystals for depression, mm-hmm. for anxiety, the ones that mm-hmm. calm you down. And I have all of them named and all in my album, like I said, on my Pinterest. So definitely check that out because I just collect, you know. I'm completely mm-hmm. obsessed with Pinterest as it is. And, yeah, I am. And there's so many things there, like, you know, the whole home decor, just positive quotes from other great people because, you know, I'm into quotes. I don't just write them. I also mm-hmm. read them. And it just gives me a lot. And I think a lot of people that read quotes, they are the ones who look for that inspiration, for that motivation, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just always like to share some of those. Now, of course, I do have to go back to my remedies simply because I just love to share the good news, you know. And as mm-hmm. you know, partner, I'm the ABC fanatic, and I said, yeah. And, I mean, it's just I discover so much more. It's almost like each day I'm like, oh, I can use it for this, and it actually helps. And let me tell you, partner, I actually had a little burn when I tried it on. Remember I talked about it the last time, and it completely mm-hmm. vanished, completely gone. Like, wow. I applied the apple cider vinegar, and I did it for 2 days. And, I mean, it's completely gone. Like, I cannot even see the scar, nothing. Yeah, it's just wonderful. Because it's also for the sunburn, like I said, for disinfect, for smells, just good for smells. Like, I pour some of that sometimes because I have the garbage disposer. And sometimes, I don't know, it's just, even though I clean it out and everything, it sometimes has a weird smell. So I pour some of it in there, and, yeah, it helps. It really works. And it helps for pets to get mm-hmm. shiny or cold, you know, diluted with water all the time, of course. You use it for your garden. I mean, it's just to clean. We already know that. And it's an amazing thing. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. So please look up apple cider vinegar and always make sure you get the raw, pure, unfiltered one. And I think Walmart sells it too. I think it's like $5 or $6, but it's really, 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 really worth it, I can say.
Right.
So,
fix your scar. So go out and get it.
Okay.
Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, apple cider vinegar. I mean, it does the trick, for real. And also, I know a lot of people know about the baking soda, right, that whitens your teeth. And and I've been using baking soda for years. But I also now, of course, mix it with the water, the ABC, and the baking soda, and it's even better. Like, it helps whiten your teeth the natural way, right, without all the chemicals in it, you know what I mean?
Right.
I
have to try that, seriously, because...
I'm completely obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with it, and I use it every day. Every day I drink my apple cider vinegar, and I know it helps because I'm living proof, and that's why I do it. I mean, I'm not just talking about it. I actually try these things, you know. So,
right.
And on a positive note, a positive quote note, I just want to quote Abraham Hicks with this beautiful quote that I ran upon the other day, and I thought I wanted to share that with the listeners that are having sometimes like a hard time believing just in anything, you know, discouraged. So this mm-hmm. says, if you're having a hard time, talking yourself into believing in something. Just focus on the things that you are already believing. And if you do that, quite naturally your vibration inside of you change and it shifts your energy. And so the negativity kind of doesn't really have a chance, you know, to manifest mm-hmm. inside of you. So if you're having a hard time to believe it, like in yourself, and, you know, if you have goals and you kind of like doubting them or whatever it is, don't focus mm-hmm. on what you don't believe. Focus on what you already believe in and stay there and milk that feeling, and it shifts mm-hmm. your energy. And then just watch what happens. Watch how things will turn in your life. I just wanted to share that.
I love that. Watch what happens. I love that. Believe
just
in
watch what happens. Yeah, because
you already believe. Right.
Yeah, because people are focused too much on what they don't want, what they haven't achieved, what they can't do. You know, and when they do that, they stay in that negative vibration, and nothing inside of them can shift. Nothing can change. So, you know, what you put out comes back. We all know that, and most of us believe it. But, you know, the funny thing, partner, let me just talk about that. How funny how people believe in karma, but only the bad karma. But then if you put something bad out and it comes back, why can't you believe that whatever you put out that is good comes back as well? Karma cannot logically think. Karma is just a vibration in the universe that you put out, and it comes back like a boomerang. So, you know, try to not put out, I can't, I'm afraid, I won't, because that's what's going to come back to you. So instead of doing that, focus on what you can already do and what you do believe in, or focus on the things that you want to accomplish and not so much on what you think you can. You know, you don't worry about that. All you worry about is to knock. And the door will open. You just have to stay, when you do that, be in that that positive, good vibration, and then everything else will fall in place. So please keep that in mind the next time you have anxiety, self-doubt, feel bad, scared. Just forget all it. Try to toss it in the trash, and if that don't work, like Abraham Hicks' quote say, then focus at least on the things that you do believe that are true. Focus on that. And that's like a shift of energy, just like that. Yeah. I just wanted to, on that note, give that out to the listeners because it is just so vital and so helpful.
It is. It really is. I was, when you said on a positive note, I'm like, my partner's always on a positive note. I love that. I love that. You're always on a positive note. So I'm telling you, if you need some inspiration, you guys follow her. And make sure you guys definitely get a piece of that energy, because I'm telling you, this show, it always lifts me up no matter what's going on. I know we can get on here and we both come in and bring the right energy, you know. So
that's right.
You guys.
You can go on my website too, tamalisacarmen.org. I'm sorry, go ahead, Varna.
Oh, no. Let them know. Tell them because I'm telling you, I will definitely be checking. I have to check your website out. I think I saw it in the very beginning, you know, when you were working on it. So say it one more time for our listeners. They're going to want to go over there.
It's TamiLisaCarmen.org. And I have the links to our show on there, all my social media sites, and I have to put my Pinterest on there. I don't think I got that on there yet, because my Pinterest is a big variety of almost everything that I talk about on my social media sites, on our shows. So definitely follow me there as well. Yes, I try. You know, it's like that. I know what it's like to be in that negative space. And that's, you know, it was my best teacher. The negative things were my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that I'm completely free of that. No, I'm not. But I know now how to shift it and channel it. And that's my secret. And I just want to share that with everyone because it's just so beautiful. You don't have to stay in that space. You don't have to. It's your decision. You make that decision. You know, whatever is going on out there has nothing to do with you. It doesn't have to. You can't. No, you cannot change the world, but you can change the world inside of you. And when you do that, it's just so amazing to witness what happens when you do that. You know, and it takes time. These things don't happen overnight. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't just wake up like that. I didn't wake up like that. But
I woke up like this. Yeah.
I know, right? Yeah, I woke up like that. Now, that's right. And, you know, also on that note, when you go to sleep, whatever vibration you are in when you go to sleep, that's how you wake up. So if you wake up feeling sad, you're kind of going to wake up sad. When you, you know, go to sleep, have a negative thought, and that's, you know. But you can change it in 17 seconds. It takes 17 seconds to manifest, to shift your vibration around 17 seconds, you know. 17. And I use those for my 17 seconds, yes, and that's a universal law. And it's like I use those 17 seconds because sometimes I don't always have time to meditate. So when I get up, and I get up a lot, and it's like, what did I think about last night? Why do I wake up feeling like crap? So I'm trying not to focus on that and just take 17 seconds and think of something like, I'm very general. I think of something that makes me smile. So I think about the grandkids or, you know, think about something that makes me happy at this moment. And it helps shifting the energy around. And then another 17 seconds, and if you get to the 68-second mark, you good. Mm-hmm. That's when stuff really, really going to come back to you. It's amazing. And we're going to definitely do a show on our soul purge specifically.
Nice.
Because I want to go more into depth and kind of give back what I already know and the things that work for me. Nice. And it might not even work for you, but I at least want to give some suggestions to the listeners, and especially the ones that are like in self-doubt and depressions and stuff like that. I just want to give them that hope that there is hope out there to change your life around. You can change your life around.
I love that. I love that. You guys take all that in, those 17 seconds. I know that I meditate when I can. I don't always get a chance to do it the way I would like to, but I love that 17 seconds, and I want to know a lot more about it. So Soul Purge, guys, guys, have to get into that. We're going to definitely go into depth on these things, for sure.
Yes. Yeah,
that was
for sure. 17.
You came up from here and gave a word.
I gave a word.
Better.
Well, thank you, partner. Anytime. And you know, you got the direct line to me, so hey, anytime, you know.
And
I love to share, like I said, what I already know, and especially since it turned my life around. I mean, I started this journey, I want to say roughly about 2 years ago, and it's so amazing what it has done to me in my life and everything around my life even. It's so amazing. And like I said, I'm not free from negative thoughts, but, you know, on that, on the negative thought note, it's always a good indicator. Look at it like this. If you have a negative thought, look at it as an indicator because I have to quote Abraham Hicks again. If you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. Remember that. If you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. So if you have a negative feeling, a negative thought, right, that's just your indicator that you're not in alignment with yourself. That's all. It doesn't even have to be so difficult. So it's like, I'm not in alignment. That's why I'm feeling like that. I'm not in alignment. That's why I have anxiety. That's why I don't feel good right now. So I need to get back in alignment. And meditation, we're going to go so, so much deeper into that. Meditation is the easiest thing, and I will be glad to help and aid people to learn how to meditate. And it's really not hard. People always think it's just, I cannot concentrate. You know, I can. There's just so many thoughts. And I'll be glad to kind of, I'd be glad to coach all of you into that. I've been meditating since I was 16 years old.
Wow.
But it's so crazy because now I'm 45, and I proudly say that. Now that I'm 45, I really, truly understand what meditation actually does. And it's almost like I used to meditate and didn't even know what I was doing, but I was like, okay, I'm just going to meditate. And I was able to focus and, you know, shut the thought off. But because that's what it is, you know, you have to shut off your thoughts. But anyway, it's so much deeper than that, and I would love to also kind of coach the listeners, the ones that are interested in that, of course.
Why not? You know what? I was thinking that's a phenomenal thing. I mean, because you've been doing it so long, and I know and I see the difference in you and your health and how you feel.
It's pretty much. I was gonna say, you know how people say a 360, and she's like, no, it's a 180 because you don't, you know, then you end up where you were if you do this.
Exactly.
But yeah, you did the 180.
Yeah.
You know? So I definitely.
That's right.
You guys have to be on the lookout for Soul Purge. It is coming very, very soon. So, you know, partner, I think we have our first guest right here with us. With the girls. We're gonna be. Talking about the journey, because I really want to know a lot more, because with me, a big part of my problem with the meditation, and but I still do it, but I just have to make sure that everything is quiet and everybody's gone, and I know that you don't always have the luxury of having it that way, so you know, I would like to get able to turn off my mind a little bit more and meditate a little bit more on some things, because I want some things to manifest in my life. So
right.
I'm trying to do that. For sure. So,
well,
yeah.
For starters, partner, for starters, try the 17 seconds for starters, and just focus
right.
on something that you truly, truly in your heart desire, and just think about that, only that, just for 17 seconds. Just try it out. Give it a try. And then, of course, the longer, the better. But it takes 17 seconds to manifest. Of course, like I said, the longer, the better, and the better results. But the good news is, and the good news is also, if you negative, try not to be negative more than 17 seconds. Stop right after. It works the same way for the negative things. And Dr. Duane,
right.
Yes, the Dr. Duane Dyer talked about that too. So if you're mad and, I just want to vent, try not to do it more than 17 seconds, because it will manifest as well. You see what I'm saying?
I love it.
So
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna try that. And I'm going to tell you, especially because, you know, I do the hot topics and I have all this junk that I have to study and read and, you know, and bring to you guys, because I don't only do it here, you know, I do it, you know, I do it on my Facebook page, I do it all over, so I'm always reading junk, so, yeah, you know, but I'm nosy and I would do it for fun, so it doesn't matter.
But pardon,
you know,
on that,
I don't want to take things home, you know, with me.
But listen, the hot topics doesn't necessarily have to be negative all the time. Like, even if you, because, I mean, you enlightening us and you just letting us know what's going on in the world. Hey, you know, I sleep a lot of times when it comes to the hot topics.
Right.
So it's like, hey, let me know. I want to know. That doesn't mean you can't be curious and want to know. I mean, it's not, you know, that you talk about, oh, so-and-so killed so-and-so. And I mean, we talk about things that are about the celebrities. And I tell you what. Trending topics, and they put themselves out there a lot of times. So, hey, we talk about it. It doesn't have to be negative.
That is so true. That is so true. I guess because I always look at it like I'm just nosy, so I just want to know. But still, you're right, and
no.
I love what you said there. It's so true. I'll have to tell you. Some of these stories, when they were just popping up and they were coming out, and I'm trying to find out more and more and more. And then also, I wanted to tell you guys, I found out some tea, I mean, some old stuff, and then some like brand new stuff. So I just put it all in quickies, and I just want to, 2 minutes, I'm going to get everybody taken care of. Did you guys know that before Nate Dogg passed, and I was sharing this with my partner last week, and she was like, I did not know that. I'm sitting there watching Unsung, because I don't miss Unsung, and they're talking about Nate Dogg. And they said before he passed, he could not walk. He was in a wheelchair. He had a trach, like tracheotomy.
Wow.
He was in a coma, all because of alcohol and drinking. All because he could not break up with that Hennessy. So, guys, if you're drinking that heavy liquor, that hard liquor, you're partying really hard, please be careful and take care of your health and slow down, because it is not worth it. I was like, this is such a talented young man, such a talented young man.
Wow.
I forgot the age he was that he passed. I wanted to write it down and get it all down, but this is quickies, so you guys investigate that and everything. And, that's why I had to put it in quickies. Did you guys know that Angie Stone was the first, she was in the first female rap group ever, and they were called, didn't write the name down, but look up Angie Stone. She was in the first group ever, and she was mad because the VH1 did the hip hop honors, and they didn't invite her and the girls that were in the group with her, because they were the first rap duo ever signed to a label. So I didn't know that. Right. I was like, Angie can rap? Yeah. So I got that tea from Wendy Williams. That went out from Wendy
Williams. Oh. Yeah. I was just sipping on mine.
Right. And speaking of Wendy, let's talk about her. The historic black colleges that she offended when she said that, why do we have an NAACP and why do we have a historical black